I love these fans, man, coming out here for just a practice.
It's amazing, man. It's amazing. Everything since I've been here has been amazing so far, from the players, from the coaches, the fans, the atmosphere. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I really enjoy it. I look forward to having an opportunity to play in front of these fans.
You're teaming up with Malcolm Jenkins and Baldwin Todd. Can you tell me a little about that, what you're looking forward to?
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I've watched a lot of film on those guys. Those guys are ball players, man. They're a special group. I look forward to just trying to add whatever I can to it, going out there, just having some fun, enjoying playing football again. And, you know, just try to make as many plays as we can and hopefully win.
We're returning under Jim Schwartz. Can you tell me anything about him? How he was playing under him?
It was amazing. I mean, we did very well that year. It was a good year for us in Buffalo. It's a simple defense. He allows you to play very fast. You don't got to overthink or anything like that. So he just wants you to get out there, play fast, and make plays. So I enjoy playing with him. I'm happy to be back here with him, and I'm just glad they're giving me this opportunity.
Hey, Corey, why'd you sign with the Eagles? Why would you say this is the team you chose?
Jim Schwartz.
Really?
I enjoy playing with him when he was with me in Buffalo. His system is great. He allows you to really play fast. You don't got to overthink things. And, you know, it's a great city, an up-and-coming team, and I think we got an opportunity to be special.
Did you have other opportunities, earlier in the offseason to join a team?
Yeah, I could have been joining the team, but obviously, why not wait to, you know, training camp? You don't want to do all the off-season stuff and all that type of stuff. I just had a baby a month ago, so I wanted to enjoy my family. I didn't want to leave my wife right when she was getting ready to have a baby and things like that. So I had opportunities to go other places and things like that. But when it all came down to it, I thought this would be the best opportunity for me.
A lot of players that signed this late in the training camp are traditionally fighting for a roster spot. Do you see yourself as fighting for a roster spot, or do you feel like you came to a security of knowing you'll be on the team?
Honestly, I don't really think about that stuff too much. I know what I can do. I've done it over the last years. I've done it for a while. So it's really nothing to me. I don't really worry about that. Everybody on the team is pretty much fighting to stay in the leagues, things like that. So you just go out there, do the best you can, make plays when the opportunity comes, just have fun playing.
Did they talk to you about the possibility of playing cornerback at all?
It's funny that you say that. It's like I've been hearing that. Everybody in my family has been calling me, talking about you going back to corner and things like that. I mean, I played it for 8 years in this league. I enjoy playing corner, so it's not really a big deal to me. When you've done it, you can always play corner. Learning safety and playing safety is a lot harder. Corner, you gotta move a little bit more, you're covering a lot more and things like that. But when I was in Buffalo, I was the guy doing all the covering anyway, so it really wasn't a big deal.
So physically, you think that's something you can take on again?
I mean, we'll see. I'm going to continue to get reps.
Sure.
I'll do one-on-ones and stuff like that to see how I feel and stuff like that. Because when you haven't been doing it in a while, it's something you got to get a feel for it again. So I'll get a feel for it, see how it feels. But if they ask me to play it, I can play it. I've done it before. It's nothing new.
In the first few years of your career, you're obviously a Pro Bowl and special teams player. Is special teams a role you feel like you can still fill?
Always.
Okay.
When you start out on special teams, it's in your heart.
Yeah.
I mean, I always enjoy playing special teams. It's what got me in this league. It's what made me who I am today, the grit, the grind, the going out there, fighting it on special teams and things like that. So I will always have some role on special teams. Obviously, it's not going to be as much if you're playing a lot more on defense. Like over the last 5 years, I haven't played as much, but I'll always be on at least one phase, always.
How much does it help knowing Jim a little bit the way you do on the defensive end and settling into a system as fast as you have to?
It helps a lot. It helps a lot. Obviously, I was in the system for a year, so I know a lot of the terminology, and that's the biggest thing, learning terminology and things like that. Because when it comes down to the techniques and the coverage and stuff like that, football is football. So being with them definitely helps me a lot. I mean, it's a learning curve. It's only my first practice. So obviously, I'll have to learn and try to get the nuances of everything. But when it's all said and done, it definitely helps me.
The games played streak, is that significant to you, 157 games played consecutively?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I don't think about it a lot. I was just actually aware of that, like last year, that I had some streak like that going on with Gay, right?
Yeah.
I actually trained with Gay in Orlando, so he talks about it more than me and stuff like that. But it's not really a big deal. But obviously, you never want to get hurt. You want to be available for your team. You want to go out there and play as much as you can. So I mean, so it's a big deal. Yes, I want to be on the field. But when it comes to just having a streak, no.
Corey, who did you work out with, and where in Orlando?
With Tom Shaw. I worked out with Tom Shaw. It's a lot of NFL players that be there and stuff like that. So I've been working out there for the last 3-4 years anyways, so it's nothing new to me. So I've been training, I've been out there. Obviously, it's a little different being here in a live practice and stuff like that, but Tom tried to prepare you as much as you can to be ready for stuff like this.
At 32 years old, 10 years in the league, you've won a Super Bowl. What keeps you going?
I love football. I love football. I really do. I enjoy playing football. I enjoy having fun out here. When you play, sometimes when it's not fun, you're like, dag, you don't know if you really want to do it. But when you're in around good players and good coaches and a good organization, it's fun, man. You enjoy it, and you just want to win. It's just the thrill of winning, the thrill of going out there competing. I enjoy it. My kids love it. They always like, daddy, where you going to play? Like, they was whole summer, they questioning me, like, what are you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do? So, like, I enjoy it. My family enjoy it. It's just a good vibe. I love it.